Hachette Audio presents The Fall of Coley, Book 3 in the Rampart Trilogy. Written by M.R. Carey. Read by Theo Solomon, Saffron Coomber, and Hanako Footman.
Coley. Chapter 1. I went on a journey once. That may be news to you, or it may be something you know already. I try not to repeat myself too much, but I misremember sometimes. It was a while back now, and a lot has happened since. Well, I say it was a long time ago, but I got to admit it doesn't really feel that way to me. It feels like I'm on that road still, and only resting a minute or two before I get going again. A dead girl. That's my most close and faithful friend has got a good way of explaining that. She says the things that work the deepest changes in us kind of live on inside us, so they always feel like they're happening right now. I believe she's right, or at least that's the way it is with me. Out of all the things I ever done in my life, this journey I'm speaking of was, by a great long way, the most important. Also, it was the one that cost me the most. I'm not complaining about that cost, though I knowed what I was doing all along. Nobody could say I did my choosing without no sense of what it meant. I got started on my travels when I was made faceless and throwed out of my village in Calder Valley. I went south out of there, from the wildest north of England all the way down to Many Fishes Village, on the edge of the great lagoon where Lost London used to stand. Then I sailed across the ocean to a place called the Sword of Albion, which I thought would be the end of my journeying. It was not the end, or anything like, as you'll see if you stay with me through this next and last telling. The greatest part, the greatest and the most terrible, was yet to come. When I say words like great and terrible, it might sound like I got some vain and vaunting purpose, but I don't. To tell you truly, I have not got much to boast about. I never had all that much in the way of courage, and still less of wit or cunning, outside of woodsmithing, which was my mother's trade and should have been mine. All I had was the foolishness that goes with being young and not yet much tested by the world. For all the danger I put myself in, I thought...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?